We're back on the KYMN Morning Show. Joining us now in our studios is Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Jeff. It's blue sky.
I know.
Wow.
Enjoy it, because it's going to be gone here in the next hour or two, and we won't see it again for
really?
Another week or two.
I put in a special request. Somebody must not be listening.
Well, we'll see what happens. You brought with you today Teresa Jensen, who is the Interim Community Development Director.
Yes.
Good morning, Teresa.
Hi, Jeff.
Thank you so much for coming in today. Much appreciated. We're going to talk about the redevelopment of both Bridge Square and also the 5th and Water Street development that we've has kind of come up in the last, since the first of the year, we've been talking about this a little bit. Some exciting projects going on now in Northfield.
And all really related to different plans that we have adopted over the years. So we certainly have our 2008 Parks Open Space Master Trail Plan. Bridge Square has been a focus of redesign prior to this particular rendition that we've been working through. So some of these projects have really been in the works for many, many years. Obviously, the liquor store is something that previous councils have talked about, and I think there were going back many years where people have been, councils, city staff, have really been trying to figure out what do we do with the liquor store and where's the best location for it to best serve the community's needs. So you have two projects here with the Bridge Square redesign and 5th and Water Street, potentially redevelopment of that corridor there, which would encompass the Ameriprise building. So it's just really great to have Teresa in here to talk a little bit more about that in her interim community development role. And so we'll see where this goes.
Yeah, let's first of all talk about that interim role. Thank you very much for stepping up to the plate for the city. Have you gotten kind of this back into the swing of running a department again?
I would say yes and no. Definitely running a department, but what this department does is so unique. It would take so long to really fully learn what everyone does and the projects. So,
well, let's talk about some of the projects. First of all, let's talk about Bridge. Let's talk about 5th and Water, the new liquor store. But it's going to be more than just a liquor store. It's going to be a multi-use facility. Can you give us kind of a nutshell what the city right now is looking at in that area?
Well, we're looking at the liquor store site. The Ameriprise building, which is right next door on Water Street, and we are in negotiations with the accounting office, which is to the rear of the liquor store. And so that is physically what we're looking at. We are definitely in the visioning stage at this point and imagining what can be on this site and what will the project encompass, and will, you know, how we fold in the riverfront development with that redevelopment will also be key to making it a place where people want to be and gather and to be a great gateway into Northfield.
And Northfield has recently acquired or is in the process of acquiring, I'm not sure where you're at, the McGuire building, the Ameriprise building, and also the Northfield News' building. And that's going to be the interim liquor store while the new one is being built. Let's talk about that. First of all, the city purchased that property for, I believe it was $1.2 million. You're going to have to put some money into that to make it a liquor store, because it's not a liquor store right now.
Right.
You need coolers and things like that.
Right. Well, you know, we will be reusing absolutely as much as we can, and there will be quite a bit of that.
All right. Do you have any idea of a time frame yet of when that's going to be happening?
Well, yes. At this point, we are really in the early stage of that visioning process. So we expect that we'll be just looking at the project scope and developing partnerships, private partnerships with, you know, the city during 2022, 2023, and 2024 will be the earliest we would be considering construction.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that corner now. The redevelopment of that will As the plans look right now, will it be just one building that would house the liquor store and perhaps other usages along with that?
Well, there are no plans. I mean, so really, it could be. I don't think we want to box ourselves into any kind mm-hmm. of it will look like this, because it could be any number of things. And Rhonda, do you have any visioning on this?
No. I think it's going to be a really fun opportunity for the city, for our community, for the council, for our city staff to really look, envision what it could be. Not specifically what it should be, but it will be a fun opportunity for us to bring forward really an amazing project that will serve our community for long into the future. So this is not something that we want to do lightly. People value our historic riverfront downtown. And here is an opportunity for us to enhance it, improve it, make it even better than what it is. And I think we want to do that thoughtfully, and we want to make sure that we're bringing in various perspectives and bringing our community along in the process.
I guess the objectives of this, of course, is to redevelop that area and have it tied into what the vision is for Bridge Square. You've mentioned having partnerships, perhaps some private partnerships with some people. Has the city done any research onto who that might be? What type of project? Have you got any input on what type of project may be a good fit for that area, other than in addition to the liquor store?
Still very, very early stages. Mm-hmm. We have been speaking to a number of urban planners and developers, and just really trying to get an idea of what might happen and who would be interested in helping us develop our plans. So quite early.
Okay. What is the next step? You are really early in the process, but mm-hmm. what steps are you going through now, and what will you be going through over the course of the summer, maybe the next 6 months?
Well, I think, first of all, we would like to close on the buildings that we have purchased. We do have some tenants who are still in the Ameriprise building, and so they will remain in that building until we've determined, you know, when we would be, well, vacating the building, and that may be a while. We will be meeting early on with potential developers to see what they might be interested in doing. But really, the city wants to be in the driver's seat for what happens. So instead of having a developer come and say, I want to build this in this space, we say, this is what we envision. And so that's a really important. And definitely public engagement is gigantic in this process. And so there will be public engagement about what Northfielders feel should be in this space. And that will happen all along, I expect.
We're talking with Teresa Jensen, who is the Interim Community Development Director, and Rhonda Pownell, the mayor of Northfield, is with us. Let's move into Bridge Square. These are all going to be kind of tied together. I guess they're two separate projects, but are you looking at these as two separate projects, one large project? What about Bridge Square?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's kind of a hybrid, because the Bridge Square definitely has its own function. There are people who use it as a park every day, come and eat their lunches there. We have people who use it as a platform for meetings or events. We have stakeholders like Defeated Jesse James Days and Riverwalk Market Fair and Vintage Band who use the park regularly. So it has function and a structure, and it also needs to be kind of a passive place as well. But it all folds into that riverfront development, because, you know, from 4th to 5th, it's kind of underutilized, and right now we have you know, a strip of grass and parking, and, you know, it, that could be so much more.
Mm-hmm. What more could it be? What are we looking at here?
Well, I mean, I think a more active place for people to want to mm-hmm. gather. So if we're talking about the riverfront, you know, there are many cities who have done successful riverfront development, but how do you take what's happening in the street front and have it be a part of the park and riverfront area?
I would just add on to that. When you asked that question, Jeff, I just immediately went to all the different Minnesota communities that really have strong connectivity along both sides of their river. Northfield doesn't, right? And so there is a really, even this is a very small section of our riverfront between 4th and 5th. And so to not envision, not unify the connection in this moment would really be a missed opportunity. Now, what does that look like? We don't know yet, but I think there's a moment here and things are just coming together and aligning. And so, of course, we should be looking at the whole area really holistically, because ultimately we want it to function better than what it is right now. And I really appreciate the way we have slowed down, I would say, even the Bridge Square planning to make sure that we're getting feedback and input from our different events that really harness that area of our community to put on their different events. We want it to function even better for those events. Those events are bringing in people to our community, maybe prospective businesses, maybe people who want to choose Northfield as a place where they want to live, educate, work. And what about all the people that want to be able to take in our downtown because it's such a lovely downtown, shop in our stores, spend the day here. And so there's just a really, and just, it's kind of an exciting opportunity. And so we should really do it well. And I would just say St. Cloud, Fergus Falls, Rochester, so many other communities, you can experience their riverfront the whole way from end to end, right? And we've not succeeded in that yet. We have a portion of the river and we've expanded upon it, but there's still so much more that we can do to really harness the vibrancy, the energy of this really beautiful river that runs through our community.
All right. Well, we've got, once again, very early in the planning stages, as you had mentioned. So I'm sure we'll have you two in, and Teresa, whoever succeeds you, as the community development. We're going to be talking about this quite a bit in the future. So we want to thank you both for coming in today. Much appreciated. And we will look forward to continuing the conversation about Fifth and Water and Bridge Square coming up in the future.
Yeah. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks for having us.
Northeast.